is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hamina. Yep.
Hey, everybody. Archive Friday. Whoop, whoop. Going into the weekend. Hope you got some good plans. Archive Friday today is a lesson in human relations. Just when you think, wow, someone's being really nice to you. This goes back to 2016. And Kayla and I. I'll let you hear it for yourself. Archive Friday on the Buzz 24/7. Here it is.
We found out something
hilarious.
Yeah, I found out something.
I never knew that this happened.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm rectifying that Rob Reiner issue. But thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. This got kind of weird.
It did get kind of weird. We were just having this conversation, talking about texting and etiquette and everything like that.
Yesterday, Greg sent out a text. Mm-hmm. We were talking back and forth, and I didn't realize this involved nap one for Kayla,
yeah.
And she tapped out of the conversation.
And we talked about how I use the word K.
Like I do too.
You ask me a question, I write
once
K.
Once in a while. I usually do K, bro, amigo.
Yeah.
K, bro, chacho.
I do bro, chacho,
you
too.
Know.
I do that too. But sometimes if I'm in a hurry, it's just K.
K, right.
And I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean K, good.
Because yeah, you're not even putting in the full effort, so it's kind of like K.
Okay, which Kay. Apparently people get upset at. And so Kayla thought I was upset at her, and then she said this, which kind of caught me by surprise. If you just missed it, this was moments ago on the show.
Shoot, okay. I mean, it was a little late to mention it. I just had and now I'm starting to panic.
Right.
Like, what did I do? So now I got to flirt with him or do something weird.
You got to flirt with who?
What?
To make it up to you.
What?
That's what you do. Well, no. Then I tried to make a joke and like see if he'd like come out of his shell and like joke around.
Wait, you flirt with him?
Stop. Am I a pity flirt?
You're not a pity flirt.
No, I am.
That's
you said
you,
it.
You totally.
In those moments, it's not a pity flirt. It's I want you to feel better flirt. Pity to me
no.
is like, oh, this guy.
No,
can
that
I
was...
ask how often does it happen? Because this is, like, if I'm going by what I know of Greg,
and
I'm
be
guessing
honest.
That
I mean, yeah.
it happens often.
Well, no, I don't think, a lot of times I give you the space, because I think there are times for either the space or whatever. In that moment, I felt like it was me, so I was like, I got to make sure that I didn't do something to upset him. So I'm just trying to, like.
And you think that by thrusting your breasts
yes.
In my general direction, that it would somehow soothe
and
the beast.
And it's different with you, though, because you won't ever, like, take it there with me. So it's not like it's actually sexual. It's more or less a joke because I know what you're going to do. You're going to go, ooh, no. So it's not actually like this weird, actual, real flirting thing. It's obviously like
you're never in danger of me
right,
doing anything.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. I'm never, that's not me.
It's just supposed to be happy. It's just supposed to be love.
But so, but it basically, it's pity.
There's a little bit of me that's like, I thought it was real.
Well, it is real other times.
I thought it was absolutely real. And how much, this is my question now. This is the audible I'm calling. How many of you women, and I want you to be honest for all of us guys out there, how many of you women are going to go to work today and play somebody just like that? Because that's what you're doing.
I'm not playing you. I'm trying to make you
feel
totally better.
You're totally playing me.
What am I getting out of it, ultimately?
You're getting a calmer Greg.
Is she not
that's
playing
true.
Me, Scotty?
Yes. Oh, she's playing.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
I think that I'm trying to make
Laura
you feel better.
Played. Do you do it? You
no.
don't do it.
No,
she'll yell back at you.
Yeah,
yeah see, that's
no,
the thing.
No, to anybody.
No, I don't pity flirt anybody, and I didn't know this was a thing. And, like, I can't believe, I think it's hilarious that that's what you do with Greg, because when we get into it, I like fighting back. It's fun. And I would rather get under your skin more than to give you a pity flirt.
Yeah, see,
I don't want a pity
well,
anything,
and that's
right?
The thing,
you know
it
that,
makes me
right?
feel so bad, because I don't ever, yeah. I've never thought about it like a pity flirt. Yeah. I understand why that's how that
Kelly,
but you're trying to make him feel better by getting all sexual with him. Me, I just want to
really
get more.
That sexual.
I want to
guess wicked sexual.
Yeah. I want to get more under his skin. Like, we're total
well,
opposite.
Yeah, see, I'm not trying to fire it up. I'm trying to calm it down.
So, I want to know. I want women to be honest, okay? You can text at 82945. You can call if you want. Just tell me. Be honest about it. And not, I'm not talking about me. I don't want. I've had enough honesty about me today. That's all good. That's all good.
So I have thought about pity flirting with you.
Yeah.
The moment hasn't been right.
Yeah. Well, the moment's got to be right. The moment's got to be right. Absolutely.
I just feel bad because it's not supposed to be a bad thing.
Kretchy, at least you're getting a pity flirt. Quit complaining and accept it. I never get flirted with. No. I accept it, but I've never heard it put that way. I don't want somebody thinking like, well, let me tell you something. This guy's an easy mark. I'm going to be able to thrust my in his face, and he's going to give me what I want.
Wait a second.
I don't want to be that guy.
Wait a second. Is that at all what I said, and what do I get out of what I was doing? Did I say that I was going to get something out of it?
No, but you get a better me.
Okay, so sorry, I want the best you I can get. Sorry. Sorry that I'm looking for the best Greg. But, like, that's not, I'm not getting anything out of it. I didn't get a raise out of flirting with you.
I didn't know that.
I didn't even get a job. Okay. Like, okay.
How do you know you didn't get a raise?
So I'm not getting, I literally, like, some people will crack a joke.
But what I mean is, you're altering the situation.
Let's the goal is to alter your mood.
Yeah. Okay.
I just do it in a different way than other people.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
But it's not a play because I'm not getting anything out of it except happier Greg.
How many of you women are going to go to work today and you know you're going to have to I'm calling it out. I want you to who's going to go to work today and they're going to who's going to admit it? Be brave enough to admit that I'm going to flirt with a guy because I know I want to either affect the mood or whatever and it works. That's what I want to know. Will anybody be brave enough to say, I'm going to do that? Because I don't think you're alone. I think it probably happens every single day way more than guys know about. Because guys, they're just glad to take it. They're just glad to be on the receiving end like that guy that just texted. Shut up and take it. Yeah. Right? That's the thing. So that's what I want to know. 888-556-7625. Is anybody going to be brave enough to admit it? Because you'd like to think that as a guy, on some level, I know that when Kayla flirts with me, it's not real flirting because we don't have that kind of relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a much older brother/dad kind of thing.
But you can't say that anymore.
Huh?
You can't say that it's a dad or older brother.
Because that just sounds weird.
It is weird. You can't say that.
How do you view our relationship?
I wouldn't know how to. You're my bro. You're just an older bro.
Okay, bro. But
if you had an older brother or even your dad, you would flirt like that?
Well, not with my actual brother or dad.
That's weird.
That's what we're saying.
Our relationship is based on.
Unless you're into that, that's fine.
Yeah, but our relationship
is illegal in most states.
Okay, all right.
Not Maine.
I don't have to explain it. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. It's a different dynamic.
I can be her support system, and she can be my support system.
That's the goal.
That's the thing. So, all right, let me see if there's anybody on there that's brave enough. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Jessica.
All right, so I don't want any dudes. All right, so Jessica.
No sausage.
You got to be honest. Are you going to go to work today and do that?
I'm actually on my way to work right now, and one of my supervisors I know kind of has a thing for me, so I kind of played a little bit because sometimes you get a bigger paycheck than others, depending on which wage he chooses for me to have for the week, because I have different job codes.
Right.
So I don't shut it down. I mean, I don't encourage it, but I mean, I'd be like, you're so nice. That's so sweet of you to say for me.
See? That's a real-life thing right there.
And she's actually getting something out of it.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you for admitting
that. So basically what I've learned far is you need to be a better sugar daddy.
I've been doing it wrong. That's what I just found out.
Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Jeff.
All right, Jeff, I don't really, you're a dude, and I don't mean to be rude to you, but I don't want to do the dude angle. I want the guy angle.
Be doing the sugar mama thing, too?
Flirting? I don't know, but I don't think it's, I'll tell you why I don't think it's that, because chicks are way smarter. Because guys will deal with it and they'll go, yeah, that's cool. I don't really want to know why she's doing it.
Could
I just like that she is.
Guys out there flirting with their female bosses doing the same thing.
Crutchy, let me see here. Kayla upset me. Tell her that she can pity flirt me as well. I do accept 8x10s. Crutchy, I think it's a productive flirting. Winning by any means necessary. I absolutely do it. Every time I think it will help, I will flirt with somebody.
I like that.
Catch you. If you don't want the pity flirt, I'll take it. No, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying that it's never heard it really put that way. Right?
I just want to make you happy.
Hi, Morning Buzz.
If you don't want the pity flirt.
Thank you for turning that down.
That was you, bud.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Are you going to go to work and actually use that to your advantage today?
I absolutely am. I work in a pretty conservative environment, and when I feel like someone doesn't like me, it's almost subconscious, but I'm like, inflate their ego a little bit, I'll go into my boss's office and say, hey, boss, how you doing? You know,
hey.
And
when you do the hey, you got to do it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Or I'll laugh really hard at a joke that's not funny.
But don't
you are the funniest person ever.
Kristen, don't you
so
think
far,
so?
Everything that you've mentioned, Kayla does to Greg.
Don't you think, though, Kristen? Don't you think?
You don't, I don't do that. Don't do that. Don't you dare do that.
Her jaw moves up and down when she does that. That fake laugh. Kristen, are you still there, Kristen?
I'm here.
Don't you think it's kind of transparent on some level?
No, absolutely not. Because I keep it on the level of my personality, so it's
okay.
Not like
okay.
out of the ballpark here.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you do just so we can compare it that maybe Kayla has done that for Greg?
Just inflating the ego. Like, yeah, you know, you're right. I agree with you. You're so right on that point. Just inflating the ego. Or I'll give them nicknames, too.
You call me Boo.
I do call you Boo. Yep, total nicknames. I call you Boo all the time.
She goes,
Crutchy,
hey, Boo.
Babe.
Hey, Boo. What's up, Boo? And you know what? It's impossible to have self-esteem on this show. More so for me than I think anybody
else
on the program.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for you now.
But yeah. I'm coming from a place of love.
Thank you, Kristen.
I really am.
I appreciate
that. You are, but it's not...
This is not how I envision my
this
day going.
This is not how I envision
real.
It going.
You know what I mean?
Hey, keeping it real.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I don't do that to you. I'm so glad I'd just rather fight and make you angry.
I never thought, just in Kayla and my relationship, I never thought, wow, she's really flirty. I thought you were just being nice.
Well, and that is the goal, especially when you're upset. So I want to love on you.
Boo.
I give you a disruptor. Hey, Boo. Hey, Boo. How's it? Hey, I know it's been a rough morning,
hey,
G,
Boo.
But
hey,
like,
Boo.
Oh, we're going to take care
sickening.
Of this.
Yeah, she doesn't say that like that.
No, I
just
don't.
Want you to
I
say
don't.
That's it. All I right. just, do you feel at all?
Look, I don't know.
For me?
At all? A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I mean it in a good way. And
I'm
this
sure.
is making me sad because I never meant it in a bad way.
Well, maybe holding up the mirror. And maybe what you see.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Let's not pretend like it's that serious.
Maybe what...
please.
I don't even mean it that bad.
Yeah, I really don't
even... upset about it.
Yeah.
No. That's just funny. So every guy, right, that's going to go to work today and works with a woman who is nice to him like that might now be second-guessing today when they go to work.
This is so exciting because I've always believed it's gone on. I've always
learning?
Been.
Learning?
Not here. Oh, absolutely.
Of course, everywhere.
Yeah.
And not just us, and not you,
no.
me, whatever.
Just the
everywhere. But I'm telling you, man, that every guy is a girl's going to be nice to him, and he's going to second guess it. He's going to second guess it.
What do you think about that, Boo?
I feel so bad. I'm not that funny. Well, I'm pretty funny, but I can't make jokes. So I'm like, what can I do to put him in
a
better mood?
And I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Any attempt to get me in a better mood, I usually appreciate it, unless I'm in a really bad mood,
and then I don't want to be. Yeah, no, then I'm not even
then
walking
step.
By here.
Keep it moving.
I crawl under the windows.
That kind of thing. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Talk to me. Are you going to do that today?
See, I never really thought about it as flirting, but I totally see how people would take it that way. I think you just have to get the right people at your company on your side, and you have to be buddy-buddy with the right people. Like IT, for example. You want to be super, super nice to the IT guys.
Wicked true.
Yeah, you know, as you're talking, I'm sitting there thinking, guys do it too. They just probably do it differently. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, what's going on? The guys have a different approach.
But we just don't use the word boo.
But we, guys aren't.
Hey, boo.
I don't go up to Rob and go, hey, boo.
Hey, boo, what's going on, Rob?
I'm playing the guitar tonight, boo.
You going to the Star Wars convention, boo? You going to go?
Oh, you got your Comic-Con concert?
I'll tell you that I think that probably it goes on. I just think that guys are much more a sucker for it when a girl does it. You know? And especially older guys.
In the middle 50s?
Fair. Older guys.
Sure.
20-something girl, 50-year-old guy.
It just works.
The attention's going to
work. No, wait a minute.
Work. Yeah. Thank
he's
you for the call,
He's throwing this
Samantha.
All at you. Do you realize that? You have to say, he's been a sponge. He takes it. He is your Boo.
He is my Boo.
He accepted the name Boo.
Yeah. He's my Boo.
Yeah. I don't call you Boo, though.
Very infrequently, and it's only, I think, when you're sort of just, because I just called you
Boo.
Hey,
right.
Boo.
She's like a daughter to me.
Yeah. No, it's not like that.
She's like a daughter to me.
I try to be her sage, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. She talks me off the cliff, I talk her off the cliff.
True.
That kind of thing. So, anyway.
Boobs look great today,
man,
boo.
I hope you know it's all coming from a good place.
That's the only thing that creeped me out. You're like, I'm like her father or brother, but you tell her, wow, Kayla, those look good today. Wow, nice side boob. Whoa, those look good. Perky, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm like,
just
yeah.
trying to make you feel good.
I know.
But
I'm
all like,
so you,
bed,
what, you can't.
Your dad wouldn't come to you and say, hey, Kay.
No, Randy would throw up.
Even before
you're like a daughter to me, but I'll tell you something. Your side boobs.
I didn't mean in the patriarchal sense. I meant it in the workplace.
Yeah.
Older guy.
Mentor.
Thing.
Check
okay.
out my website. I like to watch.com.
All right, take it easy. Put your pants back on. For God's sake, we'll be right back. For God's sake, it's getting
cold.
Streaming worldwide.
All right, there you go. Thought she was being nice. And it turned out to be pity. That is awesome. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you Monday on the Buzz.